Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show. Okay, we've all got insecurities, both in our relationships and in the bedroom. So how do you stop them from getting in the way? We'll be tackling your top sex and relationship questions, like, are you getting hung up on your partner's ex life? How to rebuild trust after your partner cheats on you, and wondering how to travel with your favorite sex toys without getting busted by the TSA? We've got the answers and more. Thanks for listening.
If you've listened to the show the last couple months, you've probably heard me talk about a unique product called the Womanizer. A while back, the owners of the company asked if they could send me one to test out, which, of course, you know me, I agreed to it. I own and review a lot of toys, and I was fairly confident I've tried every category of product around. But I was wrong. The Womanizer was designed in Germany, and unlike anything else on the market, it indirectly stimulates the clitoris using suction. It's kind of like a sexy ear thermometer. It has a silicone cylinder on the face that you place over your clitoris, kind of like how a partner might use their mouth. And while it's on, you can vary the suction and move it around to create an amazingly intense experience. In fact, most women in their focus group achieved orgasm in 1 minute. That's right, a 60-second orgasm. You can just knock it out if you want. So I tried the Womanizer, and they weren't kidding. It's amazing. The suction is adjustable, and you can position it to create so many different sensations. The Womanizer is really in a category of its own, and I suggest you check it out for yourself. Go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Womanizer banner for more information.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, that feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. We can check out everything, our podcast, sign up for our goddamn podcast, and our mailing lists. And thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. And also, thanks for subscribing on iTunes and for reviewing the show. And thanks for telling your friends about it so they can enjoy a little sex with Emily as well. And while you're at it, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sex with Emily. Across the board. Oh, and Snapchat. I'm loving Snapchat. Right, Manus?
Loving it. You're all about it.
Chatty stuff.
I love the filters that
you just
using.
Taught me about. Every day I'm learning a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I was in Mexico with my mom for a week, and uh-huh. every day I taught her things about her iPhone. Now, she's very remedial. Like, she didn't know how to cut and paste. She didn't know how to, like, arrange that. Basic. And she thinks I'm a genius. But, like, you and Madison show me things where I'm like, well, you can.
I know.
The images.
But Snapchat is so great for, you know, because with Instagram and Facebook or anything like that, when you want to take a photo, like, you got to be really particular about it. You have to, you know, shoot the same photo 40 different times. But with Snapchat, you just take
one
a photo
time.
And do a video,
you don't
whatever.
Overthink it.
You post it. So your username is Sex with Emily.
Sex with Emily.
That's huge. It's already taking off.
Yeah,
right?
We've, like, yeah, it is.
Thousands of people
and
watching
I'm really
it already.
Into it. Exactly.
That's cool.
And I like it because it is sort of the way my brain works. Like, throughout the day, something will happen. I'll think, I want to tell the listeners this. I want to tell Menace this, Madison, and I'll write it down and then I forget. Just snap it.
Yeah.
There it is. It's captured forever.
Love it.
But then it goes away.
Then it disappears. You're going to have to download. If there's a video that you really like, you download it.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Every day, you just download your story.
No, not the entire story. But if there's, like, some clips here and there that I really like, then
yours
I'll download
too,
it.
The Woody Show?
The Woody Show, yeah. That's the
really
username
fun.
That I use. A part of, for a new listener, I'm part of a morning show in Los Angeles. It's on Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. It's called The Woody Show. It's
all
Monday 8-7.
It got me excited.
Yeah.
All turned on by your, like, you know, tacos and your...
Tacos.
Like, literally yesterday I was watching it. I was like,
stuff.
I'm really hungry. And then I saw your tacos. I was like, I should get tacos for lunch.
Nice.
Yeah. So the last time I saw you, just a few, we had a party.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. It was
super fun.
We haven't done that in a long time. Sex with Emily Bash.
I think it was pretty fun because we're really open about things and... And there was funny moments, like frustrations we have with the show that we kept in there and let people hear.
Exactly. It was the drinking podcast.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of feedback with people that have really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Drinking with Emily and Matt. Because we did talk about it a long time ago. So that was fun. And
it was super fun.
Yeah. And also Masturbation Month is coming, just so you know, if you want to prepare.
I'm preparing.
May, all about Masturbation Month. I feel like I've got this. Like, it feels like it's part of my religion now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is probably my 10th Masturbation Month, you know, Sex Emily. So we have lots of great stuff planned. Great show topics, blogs. We're doing giveaways. We're doing a Get Tight for Summer giveaway.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Go to the website, Sex with Emily. We will have details about the contest.
All right.
And we've also been having some great shows. Besides our Drinking with Emily show, we did one Best Of show with Sex, Love, and Bacon. Our guest is Caleb Bacon. He's host of the Man School podcast. And he gave really good lessons on how to make your girlfriend feel special, how to give a good blowjob, even with cat and mouth, and going after a dream girl. That was fun. So, you know, we do two shows a week, and it's a good time.
When given a blowjob, is cat and mouth a big issue?
Yeah.
It
stoners.
Is?
No, I don't know. But sometimes it can be for... it can be for a lot. You get thirsty, you know, you're like, yeah, it's hard because the number one components is you got to keep it slippery and wet. Like, no one wants a dry mouth blowjob. You just don't. You're like, no, thanks.
No.
I'd rather have dinner.
I'm good.
Something. So that's important. And there is this blowjob spray. I keep forgetting to bring it in. I use it on the show.
Even when you're not giving blowjobs.
I know. In fact, I haven't given a blowjob in a while. Well, for me, a while. I use it mostly on the show because it lubricates your mouth.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we talk about.
Cool.
Yeah. But anything else that you need to tell me?
About
business.
Nothing. Go to Vegas seeing Rihanna. She's very sexy.
I want to go to Rihanna. You're like, wait, I've got something sexy.
Yeah, she just oozes sex.
I know.
Yeah, so I'm going to go see Rihanna. And then...
Do you like backstage?
Not this time, unless I get an email, then maybe I'll be backstage. But I've met Rihanna before. She's very nice.
She seems
very
awesome.
Nice lady.
What does she do for her cotton mouth? I wonder what she gives me blowjobs. I know she's a bit
smoker. Well, I'm sure from her Instagram page, what I can tell is she drinks a lot of Ace of Spades champagne, which is a $600 bottle of champagne. So
that's not a bad
I'm
life.
Sure that maybe that will lubricate it a little bit.
Better than the blowjob spray.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got some sex in the news.
All right, tell me.
And I thought this one was particularly hilarious. Emojis for porn.
Emojis for porn?
Text emojis to Pornhub and they'll send you video recommendations. Have you heard about this?
No.
So Wednesday, Pornhub, mm-hmm. the biggest adult video website on the internet, you know what it is, yeah. announced a new feature that's made it easier than ever before for millennials to watch porn. I don't always say millennials, but anyone who watches porn. Starting today, people in the US, UK, Canada can text emojis to Pornhub and receive corresponding video recommendations back. So if it sounds confusing, it's not. Say you want to watch a big boobs video, all you have mm-hmm. to do is text the melon emoji.
Ooh.
646-760-PORN, and they'll send you back recommendations. Okay, so here's the best part. Ready? 30 emojis, which you can see right here, which I think I want to post on my Instagram, and I just want to marry this infograph. So big ass is like, looks like it's an orange. Big dick is a, you guys.
What?
Is a purple.
A squash?
Eggplant.
Gay is scissors. Lesbian uh-huh. is no, another lesbian pair of scissors.
Scissors must be lesbian.
Scissors is lesbian, but gay is two knives, swords crossing.
Okay, oh. That makes sense.
Yeah. Let's see. Small tits is like a little tangerine. Uh-huh.
You don't have to read them all off, no, but are you going to have them all on your website?
I'll put it on my website. Yeah.
Sexwithemily.com.
It's a free service. And, yeah.
Do you know where they got that from? Not to bring it back to food, which I always do, is they got it from Domino's.
Domino's. I heard about that.
Were the first ones that come out with something like this where you can tweet them or text them a pizza emoji and a pizza will come to your house. It's amazing.
Yeah, so you're not going to be doing the eggplant?
I definitely will be doing the Domino's thing, but I don't know about the eggplant. Maybe I'll just try it just to have fun.
Could you just text anything? I think eventually this is like the future. Mm-hmm. Like you could probably just text anything to your phone and it will show up.
Oh, like, definitely. That's going to be the...
I could be like, you know, I really want... I can maybe even put in like my perfect...
Well, Amazon already has this thing set up where you can have these little tiles that you can stick in your house. And let's say you run out of detergent, right? You just press the button and detergent will show up to your front door.
Amazon Prime, it's the best thing ever. You're right. Yeah. That's what this is like. So you don't even have
Suddenly, you know, you're probably going to have one of those buttons by your nightstand and you're right. like, oh, I need more lube, and you hit the button and then the lube comes to your door.
I love that.
Can you imagine that?
No, but will they
That'd
have
be your dream come
deliver
true.
Deliver somebody to put with the lube that maybe is attractive
maybe,
as well?
And maybe they'll have
an app to apply the lube?
It's called Bumble and...
I know. I'm getting ready to start doing that maybe.
Why not?
For fun. Because it's fun. It's good material. I just, you know, because I wasn't really dating for a while.
Yeah, but now you're
but now
free, you're single.
I'm totally single.
There's some guy on Instagram who's just telling me to tell you that he wants to date you.
Okay, is he cute? Should I send him an eggplant?
I don't know. You check him out for yourself. His name's Jason. He's
you
not a fan of me.
Douchebags? He's not a fan of you?
No.
So we'll get
He was telling me how much he hated me, and then I like started telling him off, and then now he says,
you really
it's all
reply
good.
To the haters?
Once in a while when I have
free.
Enough time.
I don't know. I guess
I rarely ever do, but this I had a free moment.
You had a free moment. You're like, you're an asshole too.
No, I just want to let you know if you do start something with me, I'm extremely mean.
He's so
to a
mean.
Point where I mean I won't start something, but I'll definitely finish it.
Oh, whoa! Yeah. I never want you on my bad side.
Yeah.
See, I'm not mean enough.
I'm like I won't go. I'll never go online and start talking ish about somebody.
Ever.
But if somebody does, I never do that.
I don't ever.
But if somebody randomly just starts talking crap to me, 90% of the time I'll blow it off. But if I have a spare moment,
but don't you feel like people do that because they want the attention, and then so it's better just to ignore it.
Yeah, but then sometimes it's like
it's
just so easy to just like, dude, are you serious right now?
I know. I mean, that's the thing. When you put yourself out there as a public person,
oh, yeah.
you're talking
like,
every day.
Every day.
Hate.
We were talking about this before the show started. It's like every day, like if you do radio or you do anything, or let's say you work a day-to-day job and you have Facebook. And I mean, somebody somewhere will always have a negative thing to say.
Not everybody likes it. I thought about this. I was like, you know, not everyone, when I was doing my documentary years ago, and I was like, how it's going to be so hard. That was my first creative mm-hmm. endeavor where I was putting myself out there. I'm like, what are people going to think of me? And I just thought, you know what? It's okay. Like half, you just think like half the people are going to hate you. I thought about like Siskel and Ebert, how they were like thumbs up, thumbs down. Like they didn't mm-hmm. even agree on movies. So I'm like, not everyone's going to like my movie. Not everyone's going to like me. And then I was thinking, people don't even like Oprah. People hate puppy dogs. Like, yeah. It's okay. Like, you don't, if everyone likes you, you're probably doing something wrong.
Yeah, definitely. Right?
So bring on the hate.
You're definitely a psychopath.
Just kidding. I love the love, though. More so.
You. You all right?
Now.
You've been up late?
Yeah. So, okay. I want to talk about this for a second, okay. though. Loveline is coming to an end.
It is.
So the last night. Was last night. Well, we'll be sorry. Whenever this comes out, it doesn't matter. Wait, back up. So, Loveline, long-running show I've been on. It's been on for 30 plus years, and I've been honored for the last 4 years to be on once a week. And then the last 2 months, I've been on 5 nights a week, 10 to midnight, and it's been an incredible experience. I mean, you just realize how many lives that show has impacted over 30. I mean, it was really the only place for people to go for sex and relationship information. And, you know, everybody was calling up with these stories. Like, I've been listening for 20 years. I'd sneak outside my house and listen. You know, I'd sit under my covers at night and listen. And so it's really helped people. And it was just, like, very touching to even get to be in that room on the mic for that many years.
Yeah, and people don't even realize, like, how many cities that show reaches. So I wanted to, you know, set up my social media to tell people to tune in, right? So I went to a listing and found, you know, where Loveline is aired, and it's just like all over the freaking place, and it's gonna be crazy when it's gone.
But it's
I'm sure it's gonna live on in podcast form, and I guarantee you it'll be back on the radio somewhere.
I think so too. But it was a great, you know, and it's funny because when I started Sex with Emily, everyone's like, "Well, is it like Loveline?" And I was like, "You know, no. I mean, okay.
Just to be real, I think it was just being overseen by some companies that just didn't feel like it was important. But with the right company, I mean, definitely, like, there's no other shows that are that good out there. Believe
it's
me.
True.
I listen to a lot of radio shows, and they suck.
They do, right? Know?
And Loveline is great.
And congratulations on all the success with your show, too, by the way.
Oh, thanks. But, I mean, it doesn't even compare. Like,
well, no, Loveline's an institution.
Yeah.
So.
But, the show that I've been doing here about... It's been here for about 2 years now, but
yeah, but you got renewed.
Yeah, we got renewed for 3 more years, so you have me for, at least in Los Angeles for three
so
more
glad
years.
Glad you moved here for me, and it all worked out. Okay, yeah, so that's Loveline, and that's Menace, and now we're going to give a shout out to our sponsors.
All right.
I need to talk to you about the rave. You know I love WeVibes, famous couples toys, and their super-powered bullet vibes, which is why I'm so excited to introduce the incredible Rave. First glance, the Rave appears to be a simple, sculptural vibrator, but when you look closer, you'll see an array of facets and asymmetrical curves that make it so special. The Rave was designed with one primary goal, to help women locate and stimulate their G-spot. Once inserted, a gentle twist in either direction will glide the Rave's varied angles and faces over your most sensitive areas, and it allows you this precise control and pinpoint stimulation. Pretty soon, you'll find your G-spot and know exactly how to make it happen. It's hard for some people to find their G-spot. It has all these vibration patterns. It's rechargeable, 100% body-safe materials, and you can use their WeVibe Connect app. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Rave by WeVibe banner, and use code Emily for a special, very special discount. Thanks, everyone, for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you. I really do. We've been getting a lot of great questions. I mean, we always get a lot of questions, but they've been, you know, more diverse, more variety of questions.
Good.
And a lot more questions because it's a lot easier to ask now. I think this is why on our website, you just go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Ask Emily, and you can easily send just from the website.
Oh, so, nice.
And ask away. So just include your name, age, and where you're listening from and how you listen. Because else Menace gets, like, really upset.
Yes.
Dear Emily, I recently heard you answer an email about retrospective jealousy, and I know I have this. I've noticed it with my ex. Now I've been with my current boyfriend for almost a year, and I can't get the image of his past relationships out of my head. I see it as if I were there watching, thinking that there was a time when he didn't love me. I try to get the images out of my mind, but my current boyfriend keeps bringing up his exes. I told him to be open and honest with me, and I would always be there to listen, but there are things I don't want to hear. He would joke about the past and the stupid stuff he's done, how he got with his ex only because she stripped down and climbed into his bed, how he snuck in his last girlfriend's house without her parents knowing, and the crazy stuff they did. Apparently her dad was a doctor and he had a table with exam stirrups. I don't need to know this stuff. I've done a lot in my sexual past, but it stays in the past. I don't even say my ex's name. Why can't he do that? Am I in the wrong? Should I be able to not get so jealous? If it's his past, Why does it make me so crazy? Please help Rebecca.
So let me get this straight. He keeps on bringing up his past?
Yes, incessantly.
Yeah. That would be annoying.
So annoying. I mean, so, because what I want to say, you are totally in the right here, Rebecca. I mean, the things that we often say, I'm like, you know, don't share your sex number with your partner. That's not important to say, oh, I've slept with 6, 12, 15 people. That never serves you. But this is a really interesting topic that I don't think we've really gotten into about, I'm sure we have, but not in a while, that, like, how much, you know, some couples are comfortable sharing their history, but you have to, like, clear it with your partner first. Sometimes people get off on it. Some people think it's really sexy and they don't get jealous. They're just like, oh, that's really hot to hear that you did that, or wow, we could do that too, but we'll make it even better. But it has to be cleared. I mean, you just have to say, like, what I always do in relationships, like when I'm with someone new, you know, something will happen. I'm like, have you ever been to Spain? I'll say, yeah, I actually went once. Who are you with? Oh, my ex. Do you want to hear? And I'll say to him, do you want to hear about this?
Nope. Because
I always check. Some guys are like, yeah, I don't care. And some guys are like, no, I don't want to hear anything. And so I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you just have to clear it by him. Because I think that some people just, maybe her boyfriend's bragging, or he thinks that she's going to find it interesting or cool, or he sounds like a stud. But let me just be clear, though. This is not retrospective jealousy, which we had in a previous show. There was an email, and this woman's partner was digging and digging about her past, and then he would use it against her, and then he would also torture himself. So you are not looking for this info, Rebecca, and your partner's dumping it on you, and you're not asking for the information. And so you're in the right here. You're totally, like, your feelings are so valid, and it would be so natural that would make you feel uncomfortable. Like, no one wants to think about their partner with someone else.
No way.
Right? You can't get out of your mind.
No, and I don't want to hear about it constantly. That is so effing annoying. I mean, has she said she's mentioned?
No, I don't know. I don't think she's talked about it. This is the thing. This is why people talk to us first.
Yeah,
I'm like, yes, talk to him.
Yeah, I think maybe you just have to mention it once. Like, hey, look, you know what? I just don't want to hear about your exes anymore.
Yeah.
And if he keeps on going after that, then you have an issue. But I mean, if my girlfriend came to me and said, hey, I don't want to hear about this anymore, I would totally drop it.
Done.
I'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
Exactly.
Wouldn't say anything.
I think you just, and you don't have to make it like we need to talk kind of conversation. Just be like, hey, you know what, babe, next time he does it, say, please don't talk about your exes anymore. I don't love hearing about your exes, but I love hearing about our sex life. Like, let's talk about our sex life. I mean, just bring it back to you. Just tell him, like, you don't need to hear about his past. And, you know, say, I got a lot of stories too, but let's just work on our relationship and having great sex. And just, you know, tell him that you don't, I mean, because it doesn't sound like you have what she's doing, which is what a lot of us do. I would think that women, I do stereotypes, but more than men, oftentimes we blame ourselves. And she thinks, are my feelings valid? Am I okay? Is there something wrong with me that I'm jealous? You know, so she's not sure. Rebecca, I totally understand. You're like, well, maybe this is normal and I shouldn't confront him. No, you should confront him. Tell him it doesn't make you feel comfortable. And you never want to hear about his exes again. There's nothing wrong with that. You're completely valid here. And I'm glad you passed it by me and just talked to him about it. And this will hopefully go away. And you'll stop obsessing about it.
Yes.
Just start like ratcheting up your sex life so you can obsess about that hot sex.
Agreed.
Okay. Emily, my fiance and I are both 31 years old and have been together for 6 years and engaged for a year. We live in Florida and love to listen to the show via iTunes. We've taken many of your suggestions for toys, but our favorite has to be the magic wand rechargeable. Though I'm lusting after the womanizer after hearing all your positive reviews. We've had a great relationship, and one of our favorite things to do is travel. My question is, what are the rules for flying with sex toys? We travel a lot, but I've never brought along the magic wand, even though it's our favorite. This may sound silly, but I'm not sure if I can even fly with it in my checked bag or carry-on. I checked, couldn't find much on the TSA website. Let me know what you think, and thanks for the great podcasts. I love Anderson. Congrats on the baby. And Menace, I think it'd be great if Menace's girlfriend could come on the show because I'd love to hear her point of view on things.
Oh.
You and he disagree on. Keep up the great work, Elizabeth. That's a great idea.
Hell no.
Why?
Because I think a lot of people have a lot of issues with their relationship because of outside feedback. Definitely. And
you're
if
right.
people don't believe that, they're fucking morons.
Right.
So why do I want to introduce more people into my relationship?
It would be for ratings. Yeah. It's okay.
But that's what I say. And then, yeah, the more people that you have to chime in your relationship, the more problems that you're going to have
in
life.
Look at all the Real Housewives who got divorced after the show, right?
Because they have everybody chiming in on the relationship.
I'm just going to go to lunch with her one day. I'll keep it all.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Okay, back to Elizabeth. This is a great question. Because you are allowed to fly with toys. You're allowed to travel with them. It is not illegal unless you're flying into Alabama. I'm thinking it's illegal there because sex toys are illegal there.
What?
They have a ban on sex toys.
No, they
buying
don't.
Sex toys. Yeah, they do. But I'm not sure if you fly in with one and you didn't purchase it.
We got to Google that.
We did Google it.
Uh-huh.
Ban on buying sex toys in Alabama. It used to be Texas as well, so it's just Alabama. You can take it through security. You can check it in your bag, walk through TSA, waving it like a fairy princess if you want. It is not illegal. Believe me, I've done it. I've like once came home from this sex toy conference with like 18 toys in my carry-on in Las Vegas, and they were laughing their asses off. So if you don't want it to turn on, that's the bummer. A lot of toys, not the bummer, but there are toys that like when a lot of them are battery operated, you just take out the batteries. So if you're worried about how to pack it, I mean, I would suggest if you're checking your luggage, I would pack it that way. You could put it in your boot if you've got boots. You could do bubble wrap around it. You could put a cardboard tube around it, the part with the button, so the button doesn't turn on. You could always let the batteries drain, recharge it when you get there. But yeah, there's nothing illegal about it. I'm sure you'll figure out how to do this. Yeah, sex toys, it's just you're going on vacation. The more the merrier. What else? Fun Factory makes all their vibrators with a travel lock function, which is smart. But I don't think you have to worry about this.
How many times have you been busted?
Toys?
Yeah.
I'd say 3 to 4 times. Like going through and they're like, what's this? Excuse me, ma'am. And then they like pull out my bag. And they're like, what? And they hold up like one time it was a rabbit vibrator. And they were like laughing at me. It did turn on. Yeah. I had one of those issues because I was like, you know me, I'm rushing to the airport. I got a big bag. And I didn't know it was in there. Like, I meant to put it in my suitcase. And they just laughed. There's nothing. Can't bring sex toys. And then when I was going through Vegas that one time after the show, it was like, I had cartons and cartons of toys. I was like, here. And I didn't even have time to pack them. So they're just going through in bags. And they're like, wow, you had a good time in Vegas. They don't care, though. You're all good.
I'm sure Vegas has seen everything.
Exactly. Okay. Got time for another one.
All right.
Emily, I love the podcast. Love the answers you give. My situation is kind of a crazy story, but bear with me.
All right.
My wife and I have been married for 5 years. Back at the beginning of 2014, she told me she had met someone and really wanted to take a break and focus on that relationship to see if her and I were really meant to be. Wanting to stay with her and keep our family together, I decided to wait it out because I love her so much. Fast forward to the end of 2015, she tells me she's choosing to be with me, her husband. Mm-hmm. After talking, we decided to give it a go again. I couldn't be more excited. The first time we had sex again, it was completely different, which I expected. After communicating about it, she told me the other guy she was with fulfilled her in ways I never did. Here's the puncher. Here's the kicker. It basically comes down to him being bigger, length, and girth. To be honest, it gets in my head. We had an amazing and frequent sex life before all this happened, and now it's sporadic, but she says she still enjoys our sex, and I shouldn't worry. My long-winded question is there a way I can make up for what I lack in order to fulfill her in the way she was with him? I'm a giver for sure. She has multiple orgasms when we do have sex, but I want that extra oomph. Thank you, Emily. Travis, 27, St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis. Oh, do you know what? Real cool. You know, I always have to bring it back to food.
Yeah.
But in St. Louis, Missouri, there's a place called Hot Shots, and there's a burger named after me there.
The Menace Burger?
The Menace Burger.
What's on it?
There's chipotle,
bacon,
sauce.
I want one. Can we order one? Can you text them right now and have them send one over?
Yeah, it's in pepper jack cheese burger. Travis, go there
and console yourself with a burger.
Yeah, go to Hot Shots, ask for the Menace Burger.
That's awesome. Okay, listen, Travis, here's the deal. There are so many issues here. It made my head spin. I don't know where to start. So let me just get this straight. Let me just recap here.
Yeah.
She took 2 years away from your marriage to be with another man. Then she decides, I'll be with you, my husband. But then she criticizes your penis. Like, assaults your penis. She assaults his penis and says, P.S., the other guy was bigger. Mm-hmm. And now you're insecure about it. You're worried about your performance. And you still want to give her more multiple orgasms.
Yeah.
So, Travis, this woman, your wife, this is all emotional abuse. I mean, we got to break it down because it's so much more than her penis. And what did you think when you were hearing this? Were you following this? I know it was long.
No.
His wife says, hey, take a little break. I'm going to sleep with another guy. Oh, no, we'll be together.
Yeah.
Oh, let's have sex. Oh, my other guy was so girthy.
Oh,
and now he's insecure.
It's mental torture.
Torture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not only should you not talk about your past, you definitely don't want to talk about other penises when there's another penis present.
No. No.
Never.
Ever.
Ever. So there's trust issues. She stepped on your marriage to be with another man. Mm-hmm. Ouch. You waited around because I'm assuming you have kids, Travis, because you said that you wanted to keep it together for the family.
Uh-huh.
And you wanted to do the right thing, which you did. And then she comes back and she's ready to be with you, but that does not erase the emotional damage and trauma that was caused by her leaving and essentially cheating. Like, let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay? And these issues, cheating issues specifically, they do not go away without therapy. Couples don't have the skills on their own to rebuild trust. They just can't. Because what couples often do is they're like, oh, you know, I don't want to talk about it anymore. The cheater, you know, is like, well, it's already done. We've discussed it. And it just bubbles and boils and boils. And people think they years go by, just like trauma. If you don't deal with it, it doesn't go away. So you've got to discuss the betrayal, not her ex-boyfriend's penis size. The second thing is the emotional abuse. She left you. She made you wait around for 2 years. That's a long friggin' time.
Yeah.
And so this is 3 out of the 5 years of your marriage. She's like missing in action. And then the penis thing. I mean, she has to know this will hurt you. Like every woman on the planet knows that all you say to all you say to a guy is you're the biggest and best I've ever had.
Yep.
That's all you say about their penis. But you definitely don't talk about other penises. So you're totally valid in your feelings. And she should be there supporting you, building you up, making you feel safe and loved. That is part of rebuilding trust. And instead, she's back with you, but she's still tearing you down and making you feel bad about your penis and other things. So I'm surprised you're able to have sex at all. And you seem like such a nice guy, Travis, because you're like, I gave her multiple orgasms. I love her. I'm so excited she came back. So like, I just feel like you need a little tough love here because you sound just like really like sweet, a sweet family guy. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about this mess?
I guess if you want to keep it together with the family, then go the route of talking with people about it, talking to therapy and stuff like that, which I know it's embarrassing or hard to talk with some other people about your sex life. But also, it's just like, on the other hand, if you don't want to do that, then just go ahead and find another person.
Yeah,
you know? If you don't have kids, then dude, definitely just leave. You know?
Yeah, I want to
because
say that
it
too.
Eventually, unless you go to the therapy, all this stuff is just going to keep on happening.
Yeah, exactly. So either you go to therapy because you love her and you want to work it out, but just remember, she is not being considerate of your feelings as you are of hers at all. How is she taking care of your heart? So stop worrying about how many orgasms she has and take care of your needs. So let us know what happens, Travis. I'm sending love and burgers to Missouri.
To Missouri.
Okay, we're gonna do one more.
All right.
Cause you know why?
Why?
Cause it's about my favorite thing.
Okay. Let me guess. It's either having somebody go down on you or lube. Which
nice.
One is it?
Lube.
Oh, lube.
We could play like the Newlywed Game or something.
Yeah, I would totally win. You wouldn't know nothing about me, but
I know everything about you. I follow you on Snapchat. Hi, Emily. My name is Mike. I'm 22 years old and just moved up to El Monte, California.
Okay.
I'm assuming. I just went through a breakup with my girlfriend of 3 years. It's been about a month and I feel okay now. I actually started talking to a girl I met on Instagram and we have a date set up for this week. I'm feeling nervous and was curious about using lube with her, but my ex hated lube.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want her to freak her out by just bringing out a bottle. What lube would you recommend and how should I bring up the subject with her? Or would you just recommend not bringing any lube and just tons of foreplay? Love the show. Thanks for responding, Mike.
All right.
He's been chatting with a girl on Instagram. Like, I love his confidence. You know, he's getting a little ahead of himself here, but they haven't gone on a date yet. But either way, you know, busting out the lube on the first date could be presumptuous if you're not having sex. But, you know, I think lube is great. And I think every man and woman should be using lube every time because the stigma with lube is that you bring it out if she's dry and he didn't turn her on enough or she feels deficient because she...
Some women are just dry.
Yeah. Some women, your level of wetness is not a reflection on how turned on you are, which people do not know that. It fluctuates different times a month. And the bottom line is study after study has shown that when you add a little extra lube, women are more likely to orgasm. It feels better for everybody. And that's why my dream is a lube on every nightstand. I'm going to make a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Lube on every nightstand. So if it's more comfortable, you know, it feels better for you. So the problem is, like I said, there is a stigma. The suggestion, my suggestion is, I'm assuming, of course, you'll be using a condom, and it is not unusual for men to put a little drip of lube inside the condom. Have you ever done this, Menace?
Mm-mm.
Okay, this feels amazing. You put it on the
eye. Because because not all people are the same. I actually like more friction than having a bunch of lube. And I know that you are an extreme lube fan.
No, but you still have friction. It's like, it's not even that. You have less friction. It's more like the lube on her clitoris, mm-hmm. and like her labia and stuff like that. It's not necessarily like people think it's like going to be all wet and gushy. It's just the lube gets everything kind of warmed up and primed. So what I'm saying is, if you put it in the inside tip of your condom, it can feel better for your penis, and it stops kind of from breaking in the reservoir. Thank you. So if you do have sex, you can pull out the lube and the condom and let her know what you're going to do. And you could just take the, you know, just put the lube. I've seen a lot of guys do that when I've slept with. Have you not?
No, well, not with the guys that I've slept with, no.
So you just say, hey, do you want some? So I think how I usually do is like, or a guy does, you just like, you can put some in your hand, and like, if you guys are about to have sex, I'm assuming you're, it's already going there, you can rub a little bit on her clitoris, around like her pubic mound, labia. Like, it's not like you have to like pour. I don't know what people think, like if it's like chocolate sauce, you're like pouring all over. No, it's like a little tiny drip. Yeah. And it just can feel really good if you rub it on her. That's a good way to do it. Then you could also use it while you're manually stimulating her. Just a little bit. You don't need a lot. So it doesn't reduce the friction. It just adds this really cool feeling to sex that helps with orgasms. I like System Joe. It's one of my new faves. It's water-based, so it's safe to use with condoms, and it won't make her sticky or dry up quickly, and it mimics the natural lubrication, and it's good for sensitive vaginas as well. So that's a good, safe one for women. And you can find all this info on my website, sexwithemily.com. But that's okay. I think we're good. We're gonna wrap.
We're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah.
It was so much fun hanging out with you and the entire Sex with Emily squad at your house.
Yeah,
if people haven't listened to that podcast, go ahead and listen.
It's called
to
Drinking
it.
With Emily, right?
Drinking with Emily.
Yep, Drinking with Emily. And it was good because I feel like I said earlier, I don't know if I said it in the show, but they don't really know you, and some people think that, you know, you're not the nicest person.
What?
No,
they don't get to hang out with
you. I get it, because you come into your series. I think you're nice, but you're so nice and sweet. And I'm like, you should. We all want to hang with you, and then
we
had a blast.
To be serious,
nice.
And make
I know,
you look
because
good.
You're all business.
Yeah,
and you do make me look good. So I'm glad, and I think we should do it more often. So thank you for coming over. And that was a friggin' blast.
Yes.
And I love my I love everybody. Like, I feel like just very grateful right now. I'm gonna cry. No, but I do, because I have an amazing team, and it just felt really good to have everyone together. So thank you, Madison and Lori and Jamie, who are all there, and Menace and Lauren. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Follow you on Snapchat.
Yeah, follow me on Snapchat. We're gonna Snapchat this, Snapchat that, Twitter, Instagram. It's all Sex with Emily, but
all
Snapchat,
that.
And I'm really getting into it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What does this come out, this podcast?
This is
April 29th.
It's April 29th?
April 29th.
All right. It's Chiro's birthday on May 1st.
Oh.
So.
Are we having a party?
When is May 1st? I don't know what day that is.
Like 2 days? Is that 3 days?
Anyways.
Is it his second birthday?
It's her first birthday.
Oh, my God. It's her first?
So if you want to wish her happy birthday on her Instagram, my dog Chiro on Instagram. It would be funny to see how many people do it, because I want to know how many people listen to the entire podcast all the way to the end. That'd be very interesting.
You know what? That's a great idea. So so go wish Chiro a happy birthday.
At my dog Chiro.
At my dog Chiro and at Menace on Instagram and all that. Is there anything else, Madison, we want to talk about? No. I just love you all. And thank you for listening. And again, thank you for subscribing to the show. That really helps. We do 2 a week. And I love you. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. So, when was the last time an app changed your sex life? And no, I'm not talking about Tinder. I'm talking about my app, Kegel Camp. It will increase your control, improve your sexual performance, and help you experience incredibly intense orgasms. Plus, if you've had a baby, Kegel Camp is the answer to getting your, you know, vagina back in shape. You know what I'm talking about, ladies. After years of telling you about the importance of Kegel exercises, it occurred to me, I need a better way to help you do them properly. And after a lot of development and some intense Kegel workouts, Kegel Camp was born. Kegel Camp is fun and easy to use and is, of course, incredibly effective. It provides simple step-by-step prompts that lead you through 20 levels of progressively intense workouts. The app tracks your progress, rewarding you with satisfaction of each new achievement and with Kegels of steel. And guys, don't think you're exempt from needing a good Kegel workout. Strong pelvic floor muscles are just as important for men as they are for women. Regular Kegel Camp workouts can help you last longer, give you stronger erections, and more powerful orgasms. I hear from Kegel campers every day. They send me screenshots when they reach the next level, and many of them have reached level 20. I'm not even at level 20. Download Kegel Camp today from the iTunes App Store or by clicking on the Kegel Camp banner on sexwithemily.com today. I'll see you at camp. I get a lot of emails looking for advice on just about everything, but I'm always excited to get questions that I can offer a definitive solution to. Although some of you are embarrassed to write me about lasting longer in bed, you should know it's way more common than you think, and there is a clinically proven solution, Promescent. Promescent is a quickly absorbing delay spray that was developed by urologists to address issues with premature ejaculation, or PE. Make no mistake, this is not the old-fashioned delay spray that leaves you and your partner numb. It still allows your maximum sensation without any transfer to your partner. The makers of Promescent have been dedicated to helping men for years now, and they have taken the product through rounds of clinical tests that have proven its effectiveness. It is FDA compliant and has been endorsed by a host of medical professionals. Promescent is the real deal. Even if you don't always experience PE, Promescent can help you and your partner experience longer lasting sex, boost your confidence, and eliminate performance anxiety. Try it for yourself and see. Promescent is available without a prescription from a variety of retailers. For more information or to order, go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Promescent banner.